Some prominent Southern Baptist leaders are sending a new message about climate change. Today, 45 leaders issued a statement saying the church has been timid in grappling with global warming. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
Frank Page, the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, is a bit taken aback by all the media attention he's received today. He says he's merely trying to navigate a course between denying global warming and channeling Al Gore.
I think it is time to take a stand for responsible, biblical stewardship of our environment, regardless of the extremes on either side.
Page signed a statement urging the 16 million church members and pastors to consider the substantial claims of many scientists that human beings are responsible for global warming. Last summer, the Southern Baptist Convention passed a resolution expressing skepticism about that point of view. But today's statement said the denomination's cautious stance makes Southern Baptists seem, quote, uncaring, reckless, and ill-informed. It was signed by two former presidents of the convention, including James Merritt. Merritt says he was persuaded by his son, a theology student, who drafted the document.
Unfortunately, the church sometimes is a little bit behind the curve. A classic example is the issue of segregation. And too often, there are times when the church is a Johnny-come-lately to issues where, you know, we ought to be out in front.
But Barak Duke, a vice president for public policy of the denomination, says the leaders do not speak for most Southern Baptists. In fact, he says there's a pushback against the green movement among church members and scientists.
We don't believe the science is settled on the issue. If people get this wrong and a public policy is promoted on bad science, industry will be severely affected and the poor will be affected.
Duke does not believe the convention will change its stand anytime soon. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.